Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories.
There was breaking news earlier as Johnson & Johnson had to temporarily suspend the distribution of its vaccine because of concerns that they might cause blood clots. Dr. Fauci has now spoken at a White House briefing about the half a dozen cases among the more than 6 million J&J shots administered.
Tens and tens and tens of millions of people have received vaccine with no adverse effect. This is a really rare event. If you look at what we know so far, there have been 6 out of the 6.85 million doses, which is less than 1 in a million.
Dr. Fauci emphasizing the words from the acting CDC director, Dr. Janet Woodcock, who spoke at a news conference this morning.
Right now, I'd like to stress these events appear to be extremely rare. However, COVID-19 vaccine safety is a top priority for the federal government, and we take all reports of adverse events following vaccination very seriously.
What to do if you have a J&J appointment? Here's our Roger Stern.
Mayor de Blasio says everyone in the city with a Johnson & Johnson vaccine appointment will be rescheduled either for one of the other shots or for the J&J vaccine if it's found to be safe.
I received the shot. Our health commissioner, Dave Choksi, received the shot. We believe in the effectiveness of this vaccine.
As for the vaccine safety, Dr. Ray Panettiere weighs in. He worked on the vaccine's trials as a professor at the Rutgers Robert Woods Johnson Medical Center.
If we look at the total risk, it is vanishingly small.
The city says 234,000 New Yorkers got the vaccine without developing blood clots. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.
New Jersey is also pausing the J&Js and working on rescheduling appointments. What could be causing the blood clots? One official says an immune response, which occurs only very rarely. They emphasize there are no similar issues with the Pfizer or Moderna shots. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine, by the way, could be suspended for a matter of days, according to health officials. CVS and Walgreens are also pausing their use of the shot, and Johnson & Johnson is now delaying the rollout of its vaccine in Europe. At JFK Airport, a woman has been arrested for allegedly trying to smuggle cocaine into the country. Authorities say agents first found 3 pellets of the drug in Yurlina Hernandez de Nova's pocketbook after her arrival from the Dominican Republic. Then they took her in the back for a search and found dozens more hidden in her undergarments and inside her body. She is charged with importing a controlled substance into the U.S., and that is a felony. To the Bronx now. And a new mural in tribute to the late rapper DMX. Let's go live to 1010 Winds reporter Carol Dioria. Carol.
Well, Bridget, the artist is a fellow named Efren Andalus, and his canvas is a brick wall on Holland Avenue off the corner of Burke Avenue in the Bronx. The painting of DMX is about 9 feet high. Andalou said he loved the rapper's works ever since he was a kid. He called DMX the voice of his childhood, and he went on and on about how he had a big heart. He gave to the homeless and lots of other very important causes. DMX died after going into cardiac arrest last week. For years, he also struggled with drug use. And so this afternoon, this mural is in his honor. And little by little, as the word gets out about the mural on the side of a restaurant, fans are coming by to take a look and pose with it. Carol DiIorio, 1010 Winds in the Bronx.
And from the Bronx to Capitol Hill now, where lawmakers could vote soon on a bill to stop anti-Asian hate. Our Glenn Shuck covering.
For several months now, the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act adding more and more sponsors. One of them is Queens' own Congresswoman Grace Meng, who explains what the Department of Justice role will be.
It asks the Department of Justice to work in conjunction with state and local law enforcement, ensure that the word gets out in appropriate language that these kinds of crimes should be prevented, should be reported.
Both Speaker Pelosi and Majority Leader Schumer say they'll debate the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act in the days ahead.
There is no reason this shouldn't be a bipartisan bill that passes the Senate without delay.
President Biden has promised to sign it. Lawmakers say the critical aspects of this bill is that it provides public reports of hate crimes in an effort to curb this wave of bias. Glenn Shuck, 1010, Winds News.
He helped those at Ground Zero get compensated. Now, former Daily Show host Jon Stewart wants more than 3 million veterans who were exposed to burn pits to get compensated. Stewart telling the Today Show.
I would challenge any congressperson who says, well, we're going to wait for the science to be settled, to dig a 100-yard pit in the middle of a town where your constituents live and burn everything in that town.
Stewart and lawmakers, including New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, are holding a news conference scheduled for about 10 minutes from here. They want to streamline the process for getting VA benefits. A tribute to a fallen NYPD officer. A group of friends, including retired city firefighter Wayne Forte, is trying to build a ceremonial police funeral vehicle, or rig, in memory of Officer Scott Blackshaw, who lost his battle with cancer 3 years ago. Forte telling 1010 Winds.
It's going to be an F-450 truck with like a customized bed where you could actually put the casket in the back. It'll lift up about 2 feet, and then you could place the flowers around it. So this way, during the procession, it'll just be a really, really nice way to salute the officer that passed their life.
Blackshaw was diagnosed with cancer after working on the pile in the days and weeks following 9/11, despite being retired from the force. To raise money for the rig in his honor, his friends will raffle off a brand new Harley-Davidson motorcycle tomorrow night, and you can get information on how to get a ticket at buildarigforscott.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.